You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello, my lovely listeners. This is a bonus episode about online dating. I should mention that the guests on this episode are not in the lifestyle that I know of. It's just a fun conversation about navigating digital dating, including my own personal stories about it. So, you know, whether you're in the lifestyle or not, if you've ever looked for love or anything else online, I think it applies. This was part of my other podcast called Lena Wynn Unscripted, and I hope you enjoy.
You've heard her before, but you've never heard her like this. It's Lena Wynn, unscripted and uncensored.
You were the first two guests I've ever had in here who did not dance to that. What is wrong with you people?
Probably the three-hour drive.
The three-hour drive from Orange County.
Possibly the wrong shoes.
Okay, hi everybody. I've got two people in the studio today, and if anyone listening to this has ever heard me uncensored, it's probably Deb. I don't know how uncensored we're going to get today, and I don't know how uncensored you're going to get today with our topic, but we've got Deb Kondratchik. It sounds like you're going to suck my blood.
I might.
And we got Eric Vonheim.
Yes.
See, that was much easier. Eric, what do you do for a living?
Marketing and branding out of Orange County, California.
Very nice. So Deb, the family's own a restaurant. You are a great, great chef. You have taught me how to cook. People think I'm a great cook.
You are a great cook.
And you know your way around alcohol too, right?
Yes, I do.
True statement.
Uh-huh. How long have you guys known each other?
Oh, we've gotten into some trouble with alcohol and some other things that are legal now.
How long have you guys known each other?
About 10 years.
Yeah. And we actually met through one of her good friends that she's known for.
Denise. My friend Denise.
Okay.
So we used to work together and then we met through that relationship. So, and then it was just love at first sight. Friends ever since.
I know. It happens. It happened to us. Today we are talking about online dating. Ooh. Do you recognize this?
Yes. Dating games.
Yes. They don't make shows like this anymore.
Not know this one.
No, okay. They're like, what? It's like happy music.
Do you know this?
Yes.
They need to have more dating games. Like real ones.
Do you remember all of them? There was the dating game.
Love Connection. Love Connection.
We'll be back in 2 and 2. Yes. Oh, I love him.
Yes.
What, Wink? Well, no, was that Wink or no? No.
Wink.
Was that Wink Martindale?
I thought that was him.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Well, is that where the participants would hide on one side? Was that the one, two, three?
I can't remember.
No, that was the dating game.
That was the dating game. That was great, too.
Right. And then there were, and then came the later ones, which were younger, like Fifth Wheel. Do you remember that? Where they'd all get on a big RV type thing. And it was, you didn't.
I never watched that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
And then Roger Lodge. Didn't Roger Lodge, wasn't he a host of another one where they'd go on a date, they'd follow him up? Anyway, there were so many of them, and I don't think there are anymore.
Yeah, that's the one, because they would put the cameras in the taxi, they would film them on the day, transporting to the restaurant, and then they would circle back
around. What is it, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? Isn't that kind of like a dating thing?
Okay, that's today's dating game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. About the one that just happened?
What?
It was Vietnamese one.
Oh, yes.
The two girls ended up falling in love with each other and leaving the guy.
We Vietnamese are so dramatic. Yes. I don't watch The Bachelor. I don't watch much of TV anymore, but it's just, and I know some people are really, really into it, right? I mean, I don't ever watch it.
My daughter-in-law just like has to watch those shows. And I don't get into it.
Do they still get married at the end? Do they propose? Do they do that
I think
stuff?
So. I think that's true.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, but do they really get married?
Yeah, it escalates.
It escalates.
How many divorces? Yes,
we exactly. are talking about online dating. You both have experience, yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the good. That's why you're here.
I'm not experienced anymore. I'd had experience. Mm-hmm. Eric is now...
currently experienced?
Yes.
Currently experiencing?
Now in the field.
Yes.
Online dating.
What side are you on? By the way, for you guys who are not watching the video portion of this, he is very, very handsome.
Oh, wow.
Very
Thank you.
Handsome. And whenever I see a really handsome picture on any of these online dating sites, I don't believe him. I just don't believe him.
I don't either.
Either it's an old picture or it's not him.
People get catfished nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or they take the photo a particular way that shows them in a different light.
You mean like standing
like this or as close-ups? Swipe a few photos. You'll see something different.
So you don't see the whole.
Yeah.
You don't see the whole body.
We'll talk about that.
It's like headshot, right?
It's a situation.
And then you. I have a friend who works at KCAL. She shall not be named. She's on a ton of different dating websites. She's tall, like you, Deb. She's tall. Okay. So she goes on this date. They have a great time. He gets her first. They're sitting at the bar. He stands up. And she looks down at him. I mean, she's like almost a foot taller because she's tall. She's wearing heels.
Stilettos.
No, just, you know.
She's just tall.
She's just very tall. And I said to her, didn't you in your profile or whatever ask for tall guys? And she said, no, I was trying to be polite. I mention I am 5'9 before heels. So you would think that most guys would take that into consideration. But I guess for... What?
She wasn't clear saying,
I won't date short guys.
Exactly.
That's another thing. Being clear, right? And being
very
truthful.
Clear and very truthful.
There's some very descriptive bios nowadays.
Yes.
What do you mean?
The most common term, no hookups. That one sort of makes me chuckle.
No hookups. Because like when Tinder first came out.
Right.
Okay. I've never been on Tinder.
But isn't that a hookup site?
That's what I've heard.
They're all hookup sites. Let's be clear.
Oh.
Are they?
Yes. I mean, at some point, I mean, think about
but
this
see,
big
that's
picture.
That's good to know from a woman's standpoint.
But think about this big picture. This is sort of interesting, right? So you say in your profile, no hookups. So let's assume you do meet somebody that you are into and there's natural chemistry and it's not a one-night stand. At some point, there will be a hookup. Yes. Or are you looking for just companionship?
Well, so this is going to sound sexist. Yes. I think a lot of women are actually looking for relationships and a lot of men are looking for hookups on these sites, right?
So they should say no one-night stand.
Maybe that's a better descriptor.
Or how about, if I like you, I'll hook up.
Yes.
and I'm looking for like...
Women will not say that.
Like serial hooking up with the same person.
Yes, exactly.
And then you have to understand the acronyms like LTR.
What? LTR.
Long-term relationship.
Oh.
So now they're very clear. I'm looking for LTR.
Okay. Oh. Well, what are other...
LTR is the common one. No hookups. And then, of course, everybody loves to travel. They love food and they love walking on the beach barefoot. So right now, there's a lot of people
and
on Tinder walking
dinners.
On the beach.
Romantic dinners.
Yeah. Romantic dinners.
Well, what are you looking for? Or when you were looking, what did your profile say, Deb?
Gosh, I don't remember what my profile said. I mean,
you're tall. Did you say looking for tall guys who are tall?
I definitely
and
wanted somebody that was over 6'1", 6'2".
And you
I
had to mention that.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that consistent across, you know, all the entire female population? Do all women want taller men or do the taller women just don't want somebody shorter than them? What's the dynamic there?
I think most women want men who are taller than them.
Yeah.
And why do we think that is?
Makes us feel more secure. Makes us feel like we're with a man.
Yeah.
Not with a little boy.
Well, it's...
Although that's trendy nowadays, you know.
What, the little boy thing?
No, not the little boy thing, but, you know, women wanting to, like, have the younger guy.
Oh, the younger guy.
Younger little boy.
Well,
you know,
wait a second. She's not talking about age. She's just talking about size here.
Exactly.
Now...
Size, this way.
Okay.
Got it, vertical.
So would you say that probably the most important thing anyone's looking for, looking at when they're on this dating website is it's purely physical at first, right? It has to be
purely physical.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, your initial reaction is based upon the image.
That's why I think it's a waste of time for people to go online and put a fake picture or something of when you were 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or... 30 pounds lighter, you know, do what you are now because that person's going to look at you. And if you walk in the room and you don't look like your profile picture, it's already going to ruin the whole day.
Right. Well, then you're just wasting time. You're wasting everyone's time. And I'm not sure that younger people get that, but at least I know people our age. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you are, Eric. You look really young.
I love you already.
No, it's Thank how, you. Do you mind?
Please.
How old are you?
Guessing game first.
Like, I would say, what are you, like 35?
Oh, you're fantastic.
You're older?
Just turned 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, white guys don't normally age like this.
I know. I know. We usually age really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you must be doing something right.
Yes.
Deb, I'm not going to ask you for your age. I know how old you are, and you look freaking fantastic. I mean, seriously.
I'm 54.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
And absolutely. I'm proud of it.
Yes. And you, as you should be.
I am. I
don't like care. Me. You know, and people are saying, oh, I don't want to ask for her age. You should never ask a woman her age. I don't care. And most Asians don't care. In fact, like my mom used to lie up.
Yeah.
She'd be like 67. And for years, she'd be like, I'm 70. I'm like, Mom, you're not 70. I am. I'm almost 70.
I do the same thing.
Right.
I'll be like, how old are you?
Yeah.
I'll say 55. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not 55 until May.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, it's smarter because, well, if you talk it up, people are going to expect you to look older.
Right.
So, you know, when you're 45 and you say you're 35, something is not adding up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
All right. So, first of all, you have to be attracted to the person. That's why those pictures are there. And then in the description, now, this is where I really differ from, I think, most mm-hmm. people and from you guys from what I'm hearing. When the very short time I was online, it was very important to me that this person not only just had a job, but was smart mm-hmm. and successful.
Right.
And successful doesn't mean rich. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for rich. I'm looking for someone who's intelligent. You know, like I don't want just a good looking guy for me to look at him. I want to be able to have a good conversation with them. And so those things mm-hmm. I was
looking for in their profile, how they wrote.
Right. Exactly. Actually.
Did you check their spelling?
Oh, do not talk to me about spelling.
I did.
I cannot stand bad spellers. I once broke up with a guy who was a horrible speller. That gets
That's
me.
That's true. That's a real issue. That's a real issue.
Is it an issue for you guys too?
No.
It's not?
No, men don't care.
No.
Not within the context of the dating app itself. Now, in real life,
if they're writing a description of themselves and about what they like and don't like, you're going to see spelling mistakes. You're going to see if they have a command of the English language. And if they don't, I'm out of there.
They're out of there.
That is probably one of my biggest pet peeves is bad spelling.
Yeah.
Bad spelling and bad grammar is just, it is such a turnoff. I don't care how good looking or how rich or how powerful you are. Well, likely those people didn't get there being, you know, using bad grammar. And that just really gets me. Okay.
Flashback.
Yes.
Something occurred.
Well, he was a bad speller. But it wasn't just misspelling stuff.
Yeah.
It was the word the word feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He spelled it F-I-L-L. And I'm like, Phil, because that's the way he talked. He was from, I maybe think, Washington.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people are at, grew up in places where there's like lazy talking, and then suddenly they spell the way they pronounce stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, idiot. And he was a good looking guy. He was like 6'2".
Yeah.
Drove a Harley.
Nice.
But then when he fills for me. bye-bye. Okay. So let's share some stories, some online dating stories.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And I've heard it from both sides, you guys. It's not just women who are lying about the way they look, right?
Deb? Absolutely. In fact, I have the best one. On the site, this guy keeps emailing me, talking back and forth. Mm-hmm. He's got this great personality, right? But
they
he
all
was
do
really,
online.
Really, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he said in his profile is, if you don't look like your profile picture, you're buying the drinks.
Oh,
I was like, oh, okay, so, you know, he's probably up front, right? Right.
Yeah.
So we go to meet this bar in LA. He walks in. He goes, Deborah, I look. And it looked nothing like him.
I mean, at all?
Maybe.
At all?
Maybe 25, 30 years before.
Wow. You're kidding. He used a picture that old.
No, and you know what I said to him?
What?
You're buying
the drink. And you had many.
I was.
Did you stick around?
I was like, why would you put a picture up there that doesn't look anything like you?
Wow, you confronted him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And how did he react?
He goes, well, you know, I just thought it was funny.
Oh, my God.
He thought it was funny.
Eric, do you think most women normally don't use pictures that are representative of how they look?
I think there's two things here. Number one, they either use, to your point, an older photo, right? Which is, and nowadays, you also find some women that reach out and say, hey, how current are your photos?
Ah.
The photos you posted,
the girls
are they
are
recent?
Asking you that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you ask them that?
No. But maybe I should.
Mm-hmm.
But they are asking this question.
Hey, by the way, if the photo has a little timestamp on it.
Yeah.
1997.
It's an old photo.
And I've seen that before too. Yes, oh that's God. A great one.
Okay, so people are now getting more careful and they're asking how to print a photo. Do they ever use a photo that's like just not them?
No. Well, I don't know. But here's what is true.
I've heard of this from a friend of mine.
The way they take the photo is very creative.
Well, and not to mention all the apps these days that'll take away pounds, put curves. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can even make yourself have bigger boobs and everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you tend to find nowadays on a lot of the apps, whether that be Bumble, Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, which we could talk about the nuances and differences with those apps, what you tend to see is obviously, you know, taking the photo like this, vertically speaking, provides a better look. Right.
It is, by the way. And it should be like a 45 angle looking down at you.
Yes.
I can't stand it when people, you give them a camera, what do? They kneel down.
Yeah, they take it this way.
A lot of Asians do that. You know why they do that?
Why?
Asians think that if you shoot it like this, it'll make you look taller. No, honey, it only makes you look fatter.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It is not complimentary to anybody. Okay, anyway.
So that's a pro tip for the men out there taking photos. Make sure to take it from the top down. Mm-hmm. Women will love you. The second thing that they do is, so if somebody is, and here's the thing, it's not to say that somebody that is, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, overweight or whatever you want to call that is a bad thing, because it is what it is. That's who they are. And everybody needs love. But the challenge is just the representation. Right. And I think it goes back to your point, Debbie, about just being true to who you are.
Right.
List your age. List, you know, show some current photos. Show who you are. I mean, if you're truly looking for the right connection, then you need to be authentic. You can't be trying to catfish people.
And even if you're looking just to hook up.
Yeah.
If you really want to hook up, you better look like your pictures, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So
the girl, a guy's not going to come into the room and see a girl that looks nothing like their photo and go, I'm in love with her.
Right. Although he may still hook up.
He might hook up.
Depends on how long it's been.
Yeah, that's true.
He may be hungry.
Depends on how many drinks they have that night. I have heard of instances where people use pictures that are just not even them, period. And I don't get how they think they can get away with it.
That happened to a friend of mine that I actually met on Match. Mm-hmm. We became friends. Mm-hmm. And he went on a date and the girl looked nothing like it was not her.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a proxy.
And he had a talk with her because he's a really nice guy. And he said, you know, if you want to meet guys, this is not the way to do it. Because I really feel like right now you've started off lying to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anybody that you meet, you've lied. So you've set that up already. And he goes, you need to put your current picture on. There's nothing wrong with you. But you don't put like this blonde bombshell. Mm-hmm. And you're a brunette with short hair and, you know, short and look nothing like that person.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, the saying, there's a lid for every pot. There really is, right?
That's true.
And
yeah, there really is.
There really is.
So not everyone's looking for that tall, blonde, skinny bombshell with big boobs.
Right. I mean, there's guys that don't like big boobs. There's guys that like big boobs.
Right.
Guys there's that like a big everybody. Ass. There's,
yeah.
Can I say that here?
Well, it's a podcast. You can say anything you want.
There's guys like a big ass. They don't want a big ass. You know, there's...
yeah.
All shapes and sizes.
That's right.
And speaking of all shapes and sizes, have you been to adamandeve.com? Did I just say that? I did. You know why? Because it's a podcast. I can say whatever I want. Adamandeve.com has a special for consenting adults listeners. Go on their website, choose just about any single item that they have. They'll give you 50% off of that item, and they're going to throw in a bunch of freebies. They've got a gift for him, a gift for her, a gift the couple can enjoy. Also, 6 free movies and free shipping if you use the code word Lena. That's 50% off just about any item they sell, plus free gifts and free shipping for using the code Lena at adamandeve.com. Yes, indeed.
So don't misrepresent yourself.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes it does work. I don't know if you guys heard of the story of the woman who actually ended up with the guy whose picture was used to catfish. Have you seen it yet? So he's this model. Mm-hmm. I'll show it. I'll edit it in here. I'm gonna show you guys. That's what he looks like. Cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know what the real guy looks like. Actually, I do know what the real guy looks like, and not like that. So this guy, you know, sitting at home in his mama's basement, is using this model's picture and talking to women and and making up excuses as to why he can't meet up yet, blah, blah, blah. This girl finds out, and she does now, I don't even know, now there's a like a picture recognition.
Facial recognition.
Right. Mm-hmm. And tracks it down to this model and decides to just let him know that, hey, your picture is being used to catfish. And they end up together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Her and the model end up
together?
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
I know, that never happens, right?
Reverse image search.
And that, that's what it is.
Yep.
How do you do that anyway?
So you can actually upload the photos. There's some sites out there. Just do a search for reverse image search. Copyright attorneys use this to make money. So what they'll do is they'll go out and upload photos that they think are copyright violations. They'll get the original copyright, and then they'll approach those people and say, hey, you're using this image illegally. Pay up or else. And so it's kind of the ambulance chasing of image copyrights.
So there you go. So, I mean, if you think that picture might not be real, you can look up one of those things and see if it's the actual person. Let's talk about some of the different sites that are out there. Of course, there's way back in the day, there was Match.com and eHarmony, right? And to me, those were like the real, people were looking for long-term relationships.
Because you paid money. LTR. You paid good money.
Was totally LTR.
Before it was LTR.
Before it was LTR.
Yes.
But they paid money for it. A lot of money for it at that time.
A lot of money. Like several hundred. I mean, right?
Well, what is it? Not Match, but the other one. eHarmony? Uh-huh. That was very expensive.
Yeah.
You go through this long of questions
and personality tests.
And they don't let people on there. If you say you're separated, no, you cannot go on there.
You have to be divorced.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know. That's how it used to be. I don't know how it is now.
Right. Okay, so it's eHarmony, Match.com, and then all these other ones.
Then Tinder came out.
Yes.
And then nobody was using the Match anymore.
But Tinder started out really as a hookup. I mean, I was amazed at the stories that I've heard. It's like, honestly, being able to see who's close to you at that point.
Did it start out as a gay site first?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it did.
No, I don't think I don't think that's the case. Although I know there's probably some more niche sites out there.
Well, now there's one for everything. There's like farmer.com or whatever if you want to
farmer.com. Whoa, hello.
I was just doing research.
So sponsored by John Deere.
But there's really a site for everybody now, right?
Yeah,
there's Christian dating, J dating, of course.
Yeah.
There has to be one for people who are into alternative lifestyles, right? There has to be. There has to be.
No.
What?
Is there?
I'm sure
you're shocked. Okay.
No, I thought maybe you knew of a name. I mean, you know everything.
No, one of the more controversial sites was Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't have to be divorced.
Right.
Yes.
You do not.
So they were taken down after the big old, you know, problem that they had. I think they came back on, right? They're back online.
They did. And their main issue was they had a privacy leak. So some of the data was leaked. Right. So imagine, if you will, you know, you're on that site, you are in a relationship with somebody and you are looking for an affair. I mean, that's pretty much what they're promoting, whether that be consensual with the relationships
or advertised now on TV.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
actually, but there was a data leak. And so a lot of names came out as a result. And some people were surprised to find out
some big, powerful people on that list.
Yes.
In fact, I have a friend, who found out his wife was cheating on him because she forgot to log out of her computer.
Okay.
He went on. It was Ashley Madison, and she had relationships with like 6-7 guys.
Wow. Hmm.
Yes. So they separated, and of course they get back together, and then they separated again.
Yes.
That's another show.
What happened to the old-fashioned way of dating?
Which was that?
Which is meeting people at parties.
Well, you know, that's because you're a super social person.
I know, but no, I am.
See, but that's different. Like, I never did the bar thing because I don't drink. And I don't, I really don't want to go to parties and, you know.
Talk to people.
No, I love talking to people.
You would do dinner parties?
Yes, I would do dinner parties.
Like if people had dinner parties.
Right. But if I ever felt like someone was trying to set me up, not going.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've actually met guys at the grocery store, that kind of stuff.
Oh, and Starbucks. Yeah.
And Starbucks.
Both of us have had experience with that.
Baristas, huh?
No.
Oh, hold on.
Got some extra froth, please. okay, so then you got Tinder. You named some. It was Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yes, which was actually, you know, started by females looking to foster, you know.
Oh, that's the one where, like, let's say you're a guy, you're on it, you like a girl, but the girl has to be the one to initiate contact, right?
Something that's
like
that? Bumble.
Are you sure?
It is, but Coffee Meets Bagel, CMB is what they call it. It's a little bit different process. It's based on beans.
Oh.
But Bumble is the one where the female initiates it.
Oh, okay.
But the beans is if the guy likes you and you like the guy, then you can communicate, right? On Coffee Meets Bagel.
Right, right. So there still has to be a match component, whereas Bumble is primarily driven by the female.
Okay.
Okay, so there's Bumble. There's and I know that there are a bunch of other ones. So in the short time that I was doing online dating, I was on Coffee Meets Bagel.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll send you some matches every day, whether or not you like them. They may be outside of what you're looking for. And I actually had a football player on there. And it was I felt so violated because he works with my ex-husband. And I just felt like, oh my God. And then I felt really, online has been very hard for me because of what I did for work and not putting my face out there.
Sure.
Okay, but I really liked Coffee Meets Bagel. I thought.
How did you know the person was connected to your ex? Just through facial recognition? He's very well known. Your own facial recognition software?
No. He's very well known. Okay, he's very, very well known.
Got it.
And I shut that down. I didn't even respond to him. I was also, for a very short time, on Zoosk. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
Is that the one? It's a Facebook thing.
So this was Zoosk. Way, way back then.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, right?
Yes. And I was on Zoosk. And I used my picture and I was getting messages from guys saying, hey, if you're going to use a fake picture, you should use someone who don't, you know, people don't know. So then they didn't believe it was me. And Zoosk, I couldn't get off of it.
Yeah.
It was so difficult to delete my profile. So you know what I did? I went through and, you know, it says what you're looking for.
Right.
I suddenly was a woman looking for a woman who was over 6'9". I mean, I had to make it like.
You're quite the catch.
Just to get off of that site?
Just so that no one would contact me anymore.
Wow.
But I couldn't figure a way to delete my profile. So I started putting pictures of trees up. And I was a woman looking for a woman. You had to be at least 6'9". And I just to get myself off of that site.
How many women contacted you?
So I was on that. And then the last one that I ever did for a very short time was called The League. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
So The League started out kind of like
notes
as like an Ivy League thing. Where it's all men who went to Ivy League school. So they're professional people. And there was a waiting list. Okay. So when I signed up, I was number 9,980 something on a waiting list for my area.
Okay.
And then there's a forum for all these people who are on the waiting list. And I'm reading this forum and it's like, I've been waiting for 4 months. I can't get on. And so now people are like, we should start dating in this, you know, it's called the waiting room. Mm-hmm. And I actually met some really qualified people, meaning they really were who they said they were. Like, CEOs of huge companies. And then I found that a lot of these guys were on the other sites that I saw as well. Do you find that it's the same people on
all sites? Sometimes they're doing A/B testing. They'll literally put up certain photos here and different photos here to see what type of response that they get.
A/B testing?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, Eric really does know everything about this online dating stuff. So The League is another one, and it's difficult to get on, and I think that's their whole catch.
Right. Sure.
Sometimes you have to be invited by someone, otherwise you spend months on a waiting list before you get on, and you know, they match you. But anyway, so that was actually a good one. But anymore these days, I think that just how fast you can get on them anymore. That people are just swiping. I mean, that's all that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that all of them have now become hookup sites almost, right? It's just too easy to go on there and find a picture that you like.
Yeah, it's a game of volume.
It's a game of volume.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you meet somebody, do you meet for coffee? Do you take them to dinner? And do you pay?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee for sure.
Uh-huh.
Do you pay?
Yeah, I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
Thank you.
So... it's not out.
But listen. It's not,
it's not out to pay with the guy to pay.
But here's the thing. It's not a vente. It's a talk. Let's be clear about this, okay? Wait, this is step one, right? We just met.
I can hear the stories now. The bitch ordered a vente.
Trying to order a Trenta on me.
Wait, there's another size?
Yeah.
What is
there's
it?
The big one now.
Wait, it's bigger than venti?
Yes.
What is it?
Trenta.
You're kidding me, right?
No, we don't kid on this stuff.
Oh, my God. I guess bigger is
somebody's
better.
Going to Starbucks today. Just don't use that term at Pete's. They'll frown upon it.
So you always meet for coffee?
Yeah. If I were to meet up with somebody, I would meet for coffee. Because, I mean, the reality is you just don't know what you don't know. To the point of you don't know if you're going to be catfish. You don't know if this person's representing themselves. And quite frankly, you just don't know if you have chemistry with the person.
See, I know in a lot of guys that they don't like to, like, go to the dinner. They want to split it up because they feel like they're being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many of people that are just swiping, going on as many dates as they want. And
they get fed that
like,
way.
Why? Yeah. Why?
It happened to my friend recently, actually.
What? Invest in it.
I had a friend. Uh-huh. I had a friend. This is a true story. This was maybe just 2 weeks ago. Tinder. I think it was Tinder or Bumble. One of the two. The woman had represented herself as, you know, an actress, Hollywood, attractive, all these different things. Seems to be on the right track in life. And so he decides to meet up with her, goes out to a restaurant, and then she's talking about how she's living out of like the YMCA.
Oh,
has,
no.
Can't make rent, can't do this.
I hope they met on their date.
Yes, on the first date. And she was literally, in his opinion, looking for a meal. And here's the reality.
And a place to sleep. Yes. And shower.
If you are an attractive female, you could probably eat for free every single day of the week in LA.
I would agree with that, actually. Yeah. I think that that's true because yeah.
And there's a lot of guys out there that, quite frankly, the hookup aside, that would just like the idea of companionship with a female.
Right.
If you're a beautiful woman or somebody that you're connected to, they just like the idea of having conversation and sitting there over dinner. There's a lot of people there into that.
Okay. So the very short time is like 2 weeks that I was on the online thing, went out on a couple of dates, and one of them, and Deb, I remember talking to you about this because I was so taken aback. Mm-hmm. This guy is a renowned architect. Okay. Good looking guy. We met at a coffee shop. He gets there first. I'm only running a few minutes behind, but he gets himself a coffee. Fine, whatever. I get in line and he's standing in line talking to me. I also order a small coffee and he let me pay. He's standing right next to me talking.
See, I thought that was wrong. Like, I wouldn't have gone out with the guy again.
No?
No, it was, it's just bad form.
Maybe he didn't want to rob you of your independence.
Yeah, that's the excuse. Anyway, so here's the thing. But we had great conversations. So I was, yeah. I was like.
You let that slide.
I let it slide.
Strike one. California has three strikes.
Yeah, great conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
Fair.
And so I decided to give him another chance. So we go out to dinner and again, have great conversation. But there was just something about that first impression that I just couldn't get rid of that
icky feeling.
Yeah, it's like, listen, yes, I'm independent. I can afford to pay for my own coffee. But it was, I want a gentleman.
Yes.
Right? And if you're trying to impress me, which everyone is on the first date, right? And you can't buy me a coffee, that to me just says he's not the guy for me. And I just couldn't get over it. And I know there are guys watching or listening out there who completely disagree with that and think that, hey, you guys want to be treated equally, then you should pay for dinner. Which,
it's not just about dinner. It's about holding the door open, opening the car door, those little things.
Piggybacking them into the restaurant.
You're a brat.
Depends on the restaurant,
but I'm sure you do. Your mother raised you right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that it speaks volume to the male sort of character, you know, if they're doing these things. And regardless of this, you know, everybody's equal, pro-independence. I mean, I think that women still appreciate a guy that looks, pays attention to the details.
There's one thing about being independent, and there's another thing. A woman, at least I do. Yeah. I can't speak for whatever movement is out there. Mm-hmm. But for me, I still want to be treated like a lady.
Me too. Yeah.
Don't sit down before I sit down. You know, those little things that I taught my sons, I expect that.
Or what about walking on the sidewalk?
Oh, he has to walk
inside
on the
or outlet, outside.
Well, no, he's got to walk on the correct side. Yeah. My son is 12.
Just in case a car jumps up on the sidewalk and you get pushed out of the way.
Right. Well, you're both basically dead if that happens. Right. But yes. Yeah. It's like, okay, what is the thing with escalators?
Escalators?
Yes. Do you know what the rule is with escalators?
Let her go first.
Only if you're going up. If you're going down, you need to go first.
Because you can catch her if she falls.
Yes,
she falls.
Yes.
See, I teach my 12-year-old son this. By the way, Tom Like is this a friend of mine? And have you ever listened to him?
Maybe, but explain.
Tom Likas, so the professor, and his whole thing is, you know, you never spend money on women. You don't. And he's into this thing about, you know, if women wanted to be treated equally, then you shouldn't have to do any of this stuff for them and blah, 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 blah. But I'm just here to say, people, chivalry should not be dead.
No. Yes. But can I give some perspective from the guy's side of this equation? Sure. So while I'm definitely pro chivalry, I think that's good to be generous and respectful. I think the challenge is that, you know, we just assume that there's a lot of good actors out there, women that are going to be receptive to that and equally show gratitude and, you know, have that chemistry. But the reality is there are these people out there that are just looking for, you know, the handout or, you know, and I think that what guys are looking for is, you know, they're willing to do obviously anything for a woman that they're connected with and there's chemistry, but they obviously need to feel like there's gratitude and appreciation and some type of connection. Otherwise, it's just not genuine and authentic. I can tell you that on some dates where I've been out, you know, maybe 2-3 dates into it, if the woman then says, hey, I'd like to take you out to lunch or buy you a coffee, I would tell you right now, that's a huge win in my book.
That's different.
Yep. That tells me that, man, wow, she's really like, hey, I want to do something nice for you. And I will tell you, women that are listening, you know, if you get down to that point, try doing that and see the type of reaction.
Right.
That guy will typically just, I mean, your stock just went up.
Yep, I agree.
But I think that women like us that want the chivalry will do that for a man. You'll know after a couple of dates if that woman is just out to get her free meal or whatever she can get.
Or the guy. Look at the guy in the news recently.
Oh, there's that dude.
He's now arrested, charged. You remember?
Yes. Kate tell the story. There's this guy who's going out there and he's going out. He's asking women out to dinner at these great restaurants. And after the meal and everything, he excuses himself to go to the bathroom or whatever. And then he ditches them. He just doesn't come back. Woman after woman after woman.
They caught him.
Oh, they caught him.
Yeah, and they basically plastered his image and said, watch out for this guy. And the police actually caught him. He actually was sitting in front of a judge.
Oh, my God. There are all types out there,
but
right?
Is it illegal?
No, it's not illegal.
That's what I'm saying.
It is punishable by death.
Yeah.
It's not good for his personal brand.
It's not good to do that to a woman, is what you're saying.
Well, what's amazing, and it's because maybe not everyone watches the news, but even after we did the first story on him,
we did a second story on him
because he continued to do it. And it's like, you know, the date and dash guy is back at
He's
it.
He's loose.
Yes.
Where will he strike next?
By the way, we have our first sponsor for the show. It's great. Rebecca Lee Studios. It's Rebecca Lee, L-I, studio.com. She does this wonderful, like handmade jewelry with like 18 karat gold and crystals. If you're into crystals, like,
you know, I am.
Health and luck and stuff like that. So for when that online dating thing does work out for you,
or if it doesn't,
show up with some crystals.
Buy a charm.
Yes, Rebecca Lee studio.com. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, after you meet someone and things are getting kind of serious, when do you have that talk? You're going to get off that site, right? Do you have that talk?
No.
You don't?
Never.
I never
had that talk, but guys would say to me, oh, I'm so connected to you. It's time to get off the site.
Never. But I'm a different breed. I believe that it's not my job to coach somebody on what would be the appropriate.
Are you single right now, by the way?
Dating. Single. Dating. Okay. I mean, legally single. Dating, yes.
Okay. So not married is what he means.
Not married. No.
But you said that you've been in the position where the guy has asked you to get off the...
Yes.
Now, so did you get off of it?
No.
No. Wrong thing to ask her.
No.
Especially a female Gemini.
But what I would do as a Gemini...
That's why we get along. You know, we're opposite signs. Gemini and Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Oh, yes. And my moon is in Sagittarius.
Oh, get your moon out of my Sagittarius then.
Whoa, hello.
That's why we get along.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I would say, okay. And then I would go on and I would see that they were on there.
So he's asking you to get off the site, but he's still on it trolling.
Yes, and that happened more than once.
Oh, come on.
And then there's a way to block you. I'm at, like, you want to block somebody.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So they would... I would block them or they would block me. So I would think that they were off. So I'd call up my girlfriends and go, wait, see.
Oh, you activated the female network.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes,
and that's,
I did.
That's another show, by the way, social media trolling.
Social media, oh, of course.
In the context of dating.
Oh, of context of anything.
Yes.
Social media is just, seriously, I think social media is the beginning of the end for us.
Agreed.
Oh,
It's awful.
It is. Agreed.
Relationships have ended. People have gotten fired from their jobs. It's
friendships.
Oh, yes.
A lot of things.
And then you add politics into it. It's horrible.
Yeah. There's a lot of unhappy people now because of Facebook and Twitter.
I wish I could go back to the time before, right?
Yeah. Hey,
before all this stuff.
At least the three of us didn't grow up in that time.
What do you mean?
Think about where we originated dating and meeting people. It's great.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I didn't do anything bad. I don't know about you guys. If social media was around when you guys were younger and all the crap that you did, would you be in trouble? Could you run for office is what I'm asking.
Hell no.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
No, I say all the time, thank God social media wasn't around because I was doing my American Bandstand thing and the Odyssey and out, you know.
We just want some videos of those dancing moves of yours.
Oh, because there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. And even though I didn't do anything bad, I really wish we could go back to the time before everything was put out there.
Yeah.
And now it's not just everything that's put out there. You can get caught. But I think that the facade people put on social media is just awful.
Yeah.
You really can't tell whether that's really them anymore or not.
No, you can't.
Yeah. No, that's very true. Very, very true.
You know, it's not all bad. There are people who actually have had luck dating online. And we've got Kyle on the phone with us. Kyle, where do you live?
I live in Highland, California.
And online dating has worked for you, right?
Oh, it's been great. Yes.
Has it always been great?
Yeah. Well, the one time that I did it, that was 14 years ago. And next week we celebrate our 13th anniversary. So yeah, I'd say it's doing really well.
So the one person you met online, you ended up marrying her.
Yeah, I went on one other lunch date before her, and that was a disaster. Other than that, the next person that I met through the dating site was my wife.
So tell me, what was your dating situation at that time and why you decided to go online?
I had been divorced maybe about 3 years, and I'm a bit of an introvert. I'm not much into going to bars and talking to people, so that's really not an option for me. And then somebody at work had suggested I try the website, and that was it. I think I bought a 3-month subscription and I only used the first month.
So the first date was a disaster. Why was it a disaster?
I guess you could say false advertising. The pictures didn't match the person that I met for lunch. Personality wise, we got along fine through emails and over the phone, but when we met in person,
she looked nothing like the picture.
The pictures were probably 6 or 8 years old. And she had some hangups on a previous boyfriend that had passed away. And some of her pictures included this person, which should have been a red flag.
Hello.
For me, but yeah.
So you weren't attracted to her?
No. Personality wise, she could have been a really good friend to me. It was too awkward at our lunch date.
It was totally false advertising. She looked nothing like her picture. It wasn't a love connection. And you went back?
Yeah.
Is it because you already paid for the subscription?
I had paid, and I knew if I'm going to meet anybody, it's probably going to be through here. Every day I was getting matches, you know, this person matches your personality, whatever. And then you can kind of read a little bit about them. And when I saw my wife's picture pop up, I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one. Let me get started on this one. And when I spotted her, I said out loud, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, my gosh. You probably also breathed a sigh of relief that she actually looked like her picture, right?
Yes.
Times were different back then.
That was eHarmony.
Yeah. Well, and 13 years ago, you know, we didn't have the Facebook and social media.
Yes.
People weren't so experienced at pretending to be somebody that they're not.
Yeah.
So I knew people back then, 15 years ago, 13 years ago, that met their spouse that way.
Right.
But not now.
So their first date was an 11-hour lunch date. 7 months later, he proposed to her. And eHarmony actually followed up, like sent him a wedding gift, like a Tiffany's bowl.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You think you're going to get a gift from Tinder or anything like that, Eric?
Maybe a t-shirt.
T-shirt?
I swipe left.
I was thinking something else, but I don't know. Okay, so that's – it's not all bad. I just think that today, I think it's because it's too convenient and too easy to be swipe. Is it swiping left or right that you don't like them?
Left.
And you can do that in real life, too. If you're at a bar, you just swipe left on them.
That's called a smack. It's called a slap across the face. Are you on sites? Oh, no. You're dating someone now. If you were going to be on a site that you think is not so full of, you know, mm-hmm. catfishers or whatever, mm-hmm. or gold diggers or whatever, mm-hmm. what site would you recommend to people?
I think Bumble is a good platform.
Really?
And I think here's the reason why. Because it is up to the female to initiate the conversation.
I think that's important.
Yeah, because I think that with the other sites, it's just guys swiping, you know, right on attractive women and they have to start up the conversation. But at least if you know the female's engaging that,
right,
then you know there's interest on her part. And when there's interest on her part, then I think it's a good step in the right direction.
I would agree. And I think that more women would probably go on a site where they felt more protected.
They feel empowered.
Right?
They
so
feel
that,
like it's
that
their
they're,
choice.
They're able to make the first right. move and not have to deal exactly. with all these idiots
creepers.
Messaging them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So you've met people on websites and then later became their friends.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you think that happens friends. A lot? But maybe not with, I don't know, I guess, well, if you're meeting them, then it does mm-hmm. happen with men. But have you ever met someone who then you remain friends with?
I don't think it's somebody I would remain friends with. But certainly if it didn't work out, I wouldn't be rude to that person. You know, I would think if you would run into them again, because if you look at Orange County, if you go out to bars, you're going to see some of the similar
right.
people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see them and if you went out with them for coffee and it just didn't work out, then, you know, I would be the person that said, hey, how's it going? Or wave at them and move on. I don't think you should ever burn a bridge.
These were just people that it was just not that connection. I didn't feel it, but there was other interest that.
But they were good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
you could see
people.
Them being friends.
Yeah. You're a people person.
Like I know, for instance, Denny,
yeah.
who, would teach at, he taught at Pepperdine. And he said it was like weird where he was online once and like saw profiles of his students who checked him out and stuff. And I'm like, oh, do you ever find like,
that
you know, in your professional, would you ever, like I, for those 2 weeks, saw one of my kids' parents who was newly separated
uh-huh.
on it. First thing I do, I blocked him.
Right.
But but it's weird to
yeah.
actually see people that you
yeah.
know. I mean, I don't know what it is about
or,
that. And we're all looking for love.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you see
what?
Your friend on there or somebody you
who's
know that's
married?
In a relationship?
Oh, I've seen that too.
What do you do? So this is a good question.
Mm.
Do you let the person know?
I've seen that.
Or do you stay out of it?
You know why you stay out of it?
I know why I would stay out of it.
Well, no one ever appreciates you for doing that.
Exactly.
No.
Ever.
And they're
going to
get
loser.
Back together.
Ever.
You're
Although,
always the loser.
Actually, like, for instance, Deb, if you and I were in a situation like that, I would
tell
freaking tell you. I would tell
we
you
would tell
in
each
a
other.
Second.
But we
is
have
this
a different
thing with females? Is this a female thing? Or is this
no.
a
no,
difference between men and women?
No, I have friends.
Females.
I have friends who are female who I would not tell because,
right.
one, they're going to get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to not be happy that I know.
Right.
They will not appreciate the fact that I pointed it out to
that's,
them.
That's the key.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you tell? I mean, as a guy?
I would not say anything.
Oh, you
would
wouldn't.
You tell your friend that was a girl? I know you might tell your guy friend, but would you tell your
I would
girlfriend?
Not say a word to anybody.
Why not?
Because here's what happens in those situations, right? So let's just say that you did call attention to it. And let's say it was a known argument. They broke up. The reality is they get back together. Your friendships, you're gone.
True.
Then it wasn't a real friendship to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, no one really ever appreciates that kind of truth,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Nope.
Very seldom will you have a friendship where you are free to reveal stuff like
That's
that.
That's true.
Agreed.
Right?
100%.
Those are the
That's
friends.
True.
Those are the friends you want.
Yes.
I'm so happy you're my friend, Deb.
I am, me too.
Yeah. Any last words? Last words on online dating. Good, bad, do it, don't do it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you can do it. Just be careful. You know, just got to be careful. Women never invite guys to your home first date.
And I know women who do that. What?
I know women that do that too. And
wow.
it is
That's
dangerous.
Risky business. Risky business.
I've had guys, I have a guy friend who just refused to come on today. He just didn't. For some, do you just have that friend who always has the horrible dating stories?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the one person. I've got a male and a female,
mm-hmm.
both like that.
Yeah.
So he met this woman online. You know, he likes blondes. She looked just like her picture. Great. She invited him to her house.
Yeah.
Which to me is like.
Before?
First date.
She met him.
First date. To me, that's like, wait a second. Something's not right with this woman.
Yeah.
Unless she's like 18 and doesn't realize.
And with the times the way they are, guys, you should never go to a girl's house.
Don't go.
No.
Never on a first date.
So he goes to the house. She opens the door. He's very pleasantly surprised because she looks just like her picture. Beautiful. She invited him inside, and the hallway is lined with life-sized dolls.
You mean like
what?
Life-sized dolls, like as tall as she was, lining the hallways.
Bye-bye.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
He couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah.
He said, it was like right away, and he works in the news business with me. He said he really thought he was going to be a news story. He really, it was so creepy.
Of course.
Okay, so rule number one is you don't, even if you're a guy, you don't invite strangers to your home until you've gotten to know them, right?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing coming from a male perspective for, you know, for the male listeners out there, especially in the context of, you know, meeting somebody, going out with them, maybe a date or two, I think if you're really into that person, try to resist the urge to control or coerce or kind of impose what they should be doing with their online profile.
Well, I think that those guys that do that, they're already control people
right
anyway.
I mean, it could just be innate. But here's the challenge sometimes. I feel like, you know, if a guy or a female for that matter gets really into a person, they want to protect it. It's a natural tendency to want to put your arms around that and say mine and protect that, right? I just think that people can have healthier relationships that they let those people fall into those roles naturally versus dictating, hey, you need to get off this app, or when are you getting off this app? Because
or I'd like you to get off the app.
Yeah. You can have the best intentions, but at the end of the day, what you really want is you want their buy-in. You want people to do this stuff naturally because they're just so into you that they want to do it.
Right.
And you shouldn't have to coach them
absolutely
on what they should or should not be doing.
You shouldn't have to ask anyone. And if I was in that situation and anyone asked, that's like red flag. I'm done with that person.
Right.
Because if, like I always say, people are always trying to impress you in the beginning.
Of course.
People always show you who they really are.
Yeah.
They do.
By the way, when do you think that wears off? Is it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? What's been your experience as women?
What? That they stop impressing me?
The honeymoon phase.
Dating
phase. When does it wear off?
I don't know. I've been really lucky.
Yeah.
I've been really, really lucky. Denny and I have been together for 2 years now, and it's still, you know.
Day one.
Yeah, it's just still, and it's not so much him trying. I don't feel
you
like
don't
he's
feel
trying.
Like you have to work.
Yeah,
that's just
work
him.
Hard at it. Right.
Organic.
Just,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think normally for most people, the honeymoon stage is probably around 3-4 months, and then it starts to get kind of real, you know. What about you from a guy's perspective?
I think you'll know within the first 30 days.
What do you mean, no? I thought we were asking about when the honeymoon stage, how long that lasts.
Right, but I think as a result of the bi-parties, you'll know within 30 days it will last. It's usually about 30 days.
Oh, you mean if you like somebody and you're seeing them 30
you'll
days?
You'll know about 30 days.
Okay, so that's talking long term. How about when you just first meet a person? How long does it take for you to say, oh, yeah, I like this person?
Ooh,
how or I want to see that guy or I want to see that person again.
Well, take it by stage.
Yeah.
How long does it take for you to like kind of be know whether or not you could get into this person?
Within the first 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
Because
that long?
Intuition.
No, I'm serious.
Intuition super strong.
If you're talking to that person, you're making eye contact and they've been honest.
See, I think it's like down to seconds. That chemistry, which by the way.
Well, the chemistry is one thing. When you walk in, that's a different story.
Yeah, but can I say why 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Because we also have to appreciate that there's just a sense of anxiety and nerves in that first moment interaction. So if you were to simply judge somebody on the fact that they dropped their glass.
And you're going, oh my God, he really does look that cute.
Yeah, you know, so you got to unnerve, you got to relax for a little bit, unwind. And then I think within that first 10 minutes, you're going to know through chemistry, body language.
Okay. Let's say you meet up. And right away, you know, you're kind of not into them.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
And let's say it's a lunch date.
Yes.
I think I've only gone on a coffee maybe just once. One of the profiles descriptions that I always found to be, I liked it, was this man who said, you know, his ideal date.
Yes.
Do they still do that? They have a section for ideal date. And his description was something along the lines of taking you out to a proper dinner. That it was very Southern gentlemanly because a lady deserves a, you know. And so all of my dates have either been lunch or dinner. That one coffee, I should have just not gone to lunch after that, the guy who didn't pay for my coffee. But anyway, I don't hold anything against him, Dan. he'll probably listen too. I'm friends with him on social media. So you're sitting there at lunch or dinner and you just know that it's not going to work out, whether it's not attracted to them or they're not as great as they were talking online. Do you make it quick and get out of there? Do you still spend the time to have a nice dinner and conversation or lunch? And what do you do?
Depends on their personality.
I don't know. His face
for
is
me.
Well, because I did something that was not so nice one time.
What did you do?
But it was circumstantial.
I don't care the reason. Just tell me what you
I'll
did.
I'll tell you. So I went on a date from the app, and I went to a local bar in Orange County, which is fairly popular and common. And I knew right away with I don't remember. So I knew right away within the first 5 minutes or so, 5 to 10 minutes, I knew there just wasn't a fit there. But I was still having a drink and I was standing at the bar and having conversation. But then I look like down the way.
Oh, no, you picked someone else up.
No.
Oh.
I see, you know, an ex's friends that are chitty, chitty, chatty. So I knew I see another couple that I know from a previous life sitting like two people down. And so now I'm immediately into the mode of, oh, crap, I'm in a situation. How do I get out of it? I don't want to make eye contact. I don't want them to see me in the situation. And
wait a second. Okay, I have to ask them. Was she not attractive? Was that why you had that feeling?
No, she was fine. It wasn't had anything to do with her being attractive or not. There just wasn't any chemistry, you know, because I feel, you know.
So, but what did you do, though?
I had to excuse myself.
And then left?
Yes.
Wait. What did you tell her?
I told her that
Wait, did your pager go off?
Hey.
What's that?
I've told guys.
It's SkyTel. Okay. Huh? It's a SkyTel pager.
It's a SkyTel.
I have an international data plan. Let's be clear.
How did you get out of it? What did you actually tell the girl?
I simply said, I have to go.
That's it?
That was it.
Did anything
now, here's
register,
the good news.
Anything register on her face when you said that?
I'm not sure. It all happened so fast. But here's the good news. Is she did bring a friend. So it wasn't as if, you know, because nowadays also as a means of just caution and protection, people will sometimes bring a friend, especially in a nightclub or a bar scene. They'll come out
with
a friend.
They have the app. My friends do that with me or did for a while.
That calls you automatically?
They would tell me, send me their location.
Yeah.
I had a couple of guys do it too. They'd say, this is where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Send me the location.
Oh, no.
In case this girl attacks me.
You have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially men.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I had my guy friend actually, the girl that he met with was actually a tranny.
A tranny?
That's another problem, by the way.
That's another show.
That is a whole other show.
But that did happen.
Yeah.
Denny has a 20-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And when she goes out, he, you know, wants her to, you know, don't make it an obvious thing. Just take a picture like, you know, hey, let's take a selfie and then send me his picture so I know what the guy looks like.
Yeah.
Because one, you can't depend on his name or anything else. Now you can get a fake phone number these days. Everything can be fake these days,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Spoofing. Yep.
Right. So he says, you know, send me a picture. But yeah, I used to, I would either set an alarm that sounds like my phone for, you know, 10 minutes in to be able to rescue myself if I knew I had to get out of that situation.
Right.
So like, oh, I got to take this call. I'm sorry. Got to go.
Yep. Yeah. So what I did in that situation, though, is I had left and I abruptly left. But then I sent a text from the Uber. I at least tried to let that person know, I'm sorry. This is when it happened. Now, whether or not that was well received, I'm not certain.
Wait, did you tell the truth or no?
I was truthful.
Oh, yeah. So you said I saw some people.
I have a friend of some people that I would care not to see in the context of that. But I didn't like how I left the situation.
So you felt bad after that?
I did feel bad.
And you never did it again?
No.
Okay.
No. Have you ever had a stalker?
Yes. Well, a potential stalker, not a real stalker.
Potential?
You do get more
online stalkers.
Are you
taking applications?
Yeah. Yes. You do get online trolling.
No, I mean like...
But not
dated,
a legitimate
stalker. You dated somebody
stalker.
And then they were like...
No, but I did date a girl for a brief moment that told me that she stalked her ex-boyfriend. And that was a nice thank you red flag. And I said, wonderful knowing you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the heads up.
That's another thing. People who reveal way the hell too much.
I love it, though. Thank you.
Well, yeah, right? She helped you out there.
Yes.
But there are people who, and that's just a rule of dating, whether it's online or not. And
this
goes all the way back to when we were kids.
Yes.
You don't share too much.
Right.
Yeah.
And people do these days.
Yeah, they do.
They do put a lot out there.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the, you know, how everyone shares everything on social media.
Yeah.
And now when you meet in person, they just feel like it's okay to share with you that, you know, my ex-husband isn't paying his
child support.
Yeah. No one
wants
to
Nobody wants
that.
To talk about,
well,
hear about their people's exes.
Well, here's the other thing, too. It's just so common practice for people to ask, well, tell me about your past relationship. The problem with that is then all you're doing is just carrying that forward. You're carrying the entire narrative all forward into the current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so recently, actually, with the girl I'm dating, she had asked me that question. Well, tell me about what happened with your ex. And I said, I could, you know, which is a fairly common question. But I said, I prefer not to, because that has no bearing or meaning on our relationship. And I don't think it's really a point of conversation. It's not current. It's not front and center.
Right. I don't know. How would you interpret a reaction like that?
Well, I probably wouldn't ask that question right away.
And I wouldn't ask the question either.
I might ask it if I'm in a relationship with somebody, but I wouldn't ask it really right away.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel just like a lot of people like live their stories and live their past. And I'm more of a present person. So I'm more present and forward thinking. So for me, I don't tend in many areas of life, I don't carry a lot of my past to today.
Right.
Well, unless that past.
I mean, I don't think
means
you
a bunch
would,
of dead girlfriends.
You wouldn't either, right?
Exes.
No, but.
No. Ask right away?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. In fact, I don't ask much right away, you know.
Because let me give an example.
Although I really hate first date conversations. It's tiring.
Yeah.
It is. I did it for a week. I had like 5 dates in 1 week. And I was so tired at the end of it.
Over and over and over again.
Yes. Which is why I'm a serial monogamous person. I just would rather date one person.
Simpler that way.
And, you know, I just want to go out there, find him, and hurry up and take him home.
Yeah.
Hello.
like little puppy. What were you going to say?
I was simply going to say like a good example, right? So if you send your entire first date talking about your past relationships.
What else are you going to talk about later on?
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing is like, oh, I did this or we went there. We traveled there. I mean, you're just setting the tone for, oh, so when you go to that place, that restaurant or that location with that person, it's not as meaningful because, right. Well, you've been there with somebody else. Right. Versus, you know, I mean, do you tell people that when you take them to a restaurant that maybe you've been there with 5 other guys? No. And why do you not? Why don't you do that? Because you know that that sends the wrong impression.
Maybe I'm just a guy.
That's what I think. I'm just a guy.
I'm just a guy. There are a lot of women who it bothers them to know that you dated before.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't have that. So I think I'm more of a guy in that sense where I don't mind. I don't mind hearing about past relationships. It doesn't make me jealous. It doesn't make me mad. But there are people, even though they know it's in the past, don't like hearing about it. How dare you have slept with someone else before, Eric?
Oh, the number question.
Yeah.
Have you ever saved it?
The number question.
That is a popular question.
I got to make a list.
I received that question.
Really?
That
was like
with
80s.
My recent.
What's You're in the 80s?
No, I said I thought that was.
Oh.
No, it's.
I mean, I could be.
Whoa.
Oh, hello. Someone's had a good life. Living her best life.
I thought that was an 80s question.
No, it's a 2018 like, question.
How many people have you slept with? Really?
Oh, it's a question. What's your number? Don't say how many people have you slept with. It's framing. They say, what's your number? And we're not talking sleep number.
Well, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Oh, you mean
I'm not talking about the mattress. There's a mattress involved, but.
I was talking phone number.
Sleep number.
Memory foam.
That's amazing.
That is the question.
Oh, you guys, I could talk to you guys all day. Eric Vonheim and just Deb.
Deb,
thank you both. Online dating. Go out there, find yourself some love. Be careful though, right? Yes.
Be careful.
Be very careful.
I'm happily married, so. I don't have to worry about that anymore.